Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, 12 minutes after 5 as we get started this morning. If you'd like to be a part of the program at any time, feel free to call us 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open, and Tom is eager to answer your phone call. Why don't we jump into the breaking news, the sad story coming out of the Norfolk Naval Base. The reports are not saying exactly how this happened, but
sounds like a murder suicide. Or did they shoot the second guy?
The security forces shot and killed the second guy. Somebody got onto a boat. They don't know whether it was another sailor, whether it was an authorized personnel, or if it they don't know yet. Well, they're not saying.
I think the one woman I had on said that it's a civilian.
It may have been a
civilian. Sailor is dead, and then the civilian shooter is dead.
Yeah, so. Somebody got on the boat. They shot a sailor aboard the USS Mahan, M-A-H-A-N, which is a destroyer. Security forces showed up. They killed the shooter. And then they locked the base down while they did a preliminary investigation. Mark Harmon and the other guys from NCIS showed up.
Sure.
And did the investigation. They lifted the lockdown. Things went back. You know, that is the largest naval base in the world. So locking it down for any kind of length of time at all is going to cause a lot of headaches.
Norfolk is the biggest naval base in the world.
Yeah,
really?
That's what they say.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. So this happened late last night, and the investigation is underway. Speaking of investigation, congratulations to our area police department for doing a prostitution sting. This is one of the things that was big where I was from. The sheriff of that area was constantly doing this.
Going after the men and not the prostitutes?
Well, no, they go after both. They'll do stings on both sides, but you do one at a time. He also would set up, and this is the thing that was really disturbing, is more so than just going after the Johns looking for hookers, he would go after and he would post online as a 14-year-old girl. He would have his task force from the FBI, the Florida
Department. That's different, isn't it? Child predators are much different than the older guys who are just looking for some female companionship.
But these aren't older guys. Yeah, the guys that got arrested in this prostitution thing?
Yeah.
35-year-old, a 29-year-old, a 25-year-old, a 41-year-old, 48-year-old, and a 35-year-old with a name that I don't know how they put it on the arrest report. It's like 87 syllables long. But the guys down in the sheriff's department down in Polk County, Florida, would do these underage stings. And here's what's disturbing, and this is the point why I bring this up. He would probably do one every month to 2 months and would net 30 to 40 pervs. Now, the lieutenant in this case that the news agency quoted, you can find the story on our website, WSAU.com, says basically, he said, as long as there is a demand for it, there will be a supply. They're going to continue to do these things. He says, Barnes says, hopefully these series of arrests will convince people that taking part in prostitution isn't worth the risk. Our hope is that people will get wise. They'll recognize the negative consequences to our community. He says, it's not a victimless crime, and he's right. But
good luck with that, though, since they don't call it the world's oldest profession for a reason.
That's exactly right. To assume that our law enforcement is trying to eradicate prostitution in the central Wisconsin area, well, no.
That'll be successful as the war on drugs.
Right. They're not fooling themselves. They know for a fact they'll never eradicate it. But here's what they're going for. You want to do this kind of behavior, you want to set up shop, and you want to go looking and cruising for a prostitute, it'd be a really good idea not to do it in Marathon County. That's what they're looking for.
Go do it in Portage County.
Go do it somewhere else. You know? Exactly. You want to be a hooker doing this, you go somewhere else and do it. You want to cruise for a hooker, go somewhere else and do it. Because the chances are, hey, you're going to end up in jail with us talking about your name.
How many people need to get busted online before folks start realizing you can't do stuff online and expect to be anonymous?
Well, the other thing is, thanks for letting them know where the website is where they can go cruising.
That would be backpage.com. I've never heard of that website before.
Sure, Tom.
But maybe. Let's see what's on there today.
Sure, let's... We'll go with that.
President Obama, I'm telling you, if it's not one thing, it's another thing. Right now, he's meeting with the G7 leaders. Mm. Can you name all of the G... I try. I always forget bashful. I can never remember bashful. But President Obama is meeting with the G7 leaders, and it must be fun for him now to be able to put faces with the voices he listens to on the wiretaps.
Ooh. I think it's...
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.